This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. Several of us from BFM, Lee Chui Lin, Tina Camellia, both producers also of The Bigger Picture, we've just watched Marble Hearts at KL Pack. This is, in the words of the writer and director Yuen Ng, an original work, a new story based on Shakespeare's King Lear. He has asserted that Marble Hearts' characters are true to the bard's works. Similar events take place. These are the same daughters, Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia. There are lines taken directly from King Lear, but in completely different contexts. We are now just gathering to kind of sit down and talk about this.
So my first question is, what is this play about?
That is such a good question, Suning. Such a tough question. I don't know. Sisterhood, ambition. But I think primarily for me, ultimately, it was about language. I think the whole thing was just a play on language. That's what it felt like to me, an experiment in language.
I think it's about relationship and your idea of who you are in the world, identity, like internally and externally, how you perceive yourself and who you are in this world.
Well, it's not exactly bookended by a similar situation with two doctors. How does that inform your perspective of what this play is about?
I wonder whether in the end it's a little bit Alice in Wonderland, in the sense of I had that feeling of not knowing whether or not it was sequential, you know, whether or not everything that we just saw before the only intermission, whether or not that actually happened, or whether or not it's all been some sort of fever dream. And I don't actually know which I prefer. It made me wonder about, I guess it makes you ponder on issues like sanity. You know, going off of Tina's point about perception, it makes you think about whether what you think you're doing is in fact what you think you're doing. It makes you think about whether or not what you do is what others want you to do. And how much of that is informed by, you know, just lies.
Just off the top of my head, I feel like it reminded me a little bit of what I felt after watching Inception for the first time. Like, I don't know what's real and what's not. And what did I just watch? Whether the first part was, whether it should be taken just as is, or is there layers to it? And I think that it's something that, it's for everyone. It's for people who like to just think very simply and this is it. This is straightforward like this. And it caters also to people who like to think about what does this really mean, like, and go to a much deeper level. And if they want to explore that, they can. But if people who don't want to explore it, they can still take something out of it.
Lynn, you made the comment that this play is very much about language for you also. And very clearly we hear contemporary English and then we hear the Shakespearean English. How well does that work for you?
It worked best when it was at the middle point of that spectrum, I think, when you'd have one character speaking in contemporary English and another character, I feel, starting that process of blending in the thous and the, you know, the sentence structure and, you know, that kind of cadence, that Shakespearean cadence. Once it went full-fledged, once everybody started speaking in Shakespearean language, then it was jarring for me because I felt like it had gone a little bit too far away from where it had began, and with no real, coherence. Maybe I'm just not getting it right now. Maybe I will. But, you know, watching it, I was just wondering what the purpose of that was. When it started blending, I thought, oh, this is kind of clever. It's, you know, it's got plenty of Shakespeare references, so maybe this is just a part of that. But when it went full-fledged, I thought, okay, I don't know where I am anymore.
Beyond the language, there were also lots of references to other Shakespeare plays.
Hamlet.
Yeah, Hamlet, and we have like something about the alcohol, you know, a glass of alcohol,
my kingdom for a drink.
And when it's about my kingdom for a horse. Do they then take away from the fact that Marble Hearts about Lear's daughters?
I think it helps that I'm not familiar with King Lear. I think that is a great thing for me. I think if I were more familiar with King Lear, I might have trouble. Are you familiar with King Lear?
Not so much. I think I have to go back and read a little bit more. But I think that that's also the thing. Like, if you're familiar, you probably, if you go out and talk to everyone who watched this, they probably have something different to say, because the level of familiarity to Shakespeare's work is different for everyone. But everyone will have something to take away from it, I think so.
So now I want to put you guys on the spot. Recommend, no recommendation?
I would, you know. I would recommend it. I have some reservations. I think we talked a little bit about the fact that at times, in terms of movement, it's a bit static. You know, you have people sort of, one person sitting, another person standing, another person is sitting on another chair, and it's very still in that sense. But I thought it was clever. I think for me it worked because I stopped thinking about it, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I stopped thinking about it so much in terms of story. And I just enjoyed listening to the language, and I thought the performances were good. It's important to me to say that I think this play is about language, because if I started wondering about the story, then I worry about, you know, was that a cheat ending? Did it, you know, and then I start worrying about that kind of thing. Not to spoil, but you know, it's I worry about that. But if I just think about it as I enjoyed the language of the play, and I feel like the play delighted in its own language, then yes, I would recommend.
I would recommend too, and I think that if you like to explore in depth, like questions that you ask that, like, I think Lynn and I struggle to give a very strong, concrete answer. It's probably because it's something that you should probably catch twice, even if you like to explore in depth that kind of topics or questions.
Is this play particularly feminist?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Influence your perception of the play?
I don't think so. I think it was nice to see women on stage. I'm not, you know, it's, I'm certainly not denying the fact that it's nice to see three equally strong, in their own way, women with their own motivations. And it's also nice to see, in some ways, women turn against women in a way that feels like, okay, this is part of the drama. We're not just creating this because we have more than one woman and we don't know what to do with her, so let's make them fight. You know, it's entirely female-driven. Now, I'm not saying that if you... Well, actually, if you don't like women, you don't like much, do you? So I was going to say, if you don't like women, you might not like the play. But I don't think you have to be a feminist to enjoy the play. The fact that I am maybe informed my enjoyment, yeah.
What I meant by that also is that the issues are related to being women and the property being divided amongst women, and also the character that played Goneril talked about, men could do this, men could do that.
Yeah, despite it being a feminist, you know, it does touch on feminist issues, but it doesn't pass the Bechdel test, does it? They talk about men a lot, so...
They talk about their father a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the bulk of the play is really about their dad.
Without their dad, there would be no story. So they completely don't pass the Bechdel test.
So women with daddy issues.
That is without dad.
Marble Hearts, produced by the Actors Studio Sydney Theatre Rakyat, is written and directed by Yuan Ng and performed by Christina Oro, Marina Tan and Safiya Hanifa. It continues through Sunday, January 24th at 3 p.m. at KL PAX Pentas 2. Tickets are priced at 45, but the marketing folks have come up with all kinds of specials. So check out KL PAX's website. And for the folks in Penang, Marble Hearts goes up to Penang PAX from Thursday, January 28th through Sunday, January 31st. I understand that tickets are selling well up there. This is Front Row and a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.